The donut made me do it. That's good enough reason to explain what tossed you off the diet wagon. Then again, maybe it's time to check out a theory that doesn't pivot on sheer willpower. If lifelong healthy eating is the goal, Brian Wansink's work might have some answers. He's the professor and director of the Cornell University Food and Brand Lab. He and his team do hundreds of tests and studies to fully understand why we eat what we eat. His latest book is Slim by Design: Mindless Eating Solutions for Everyday Life. Brian, welcome back.
It's great to be with you again.
So you divided the book into five categories: home, restaurants, supermarkets, workplace, school. Let's talk about the home. Where should we begin in the kitchen?
Well, what you don't want to do is to say, I can't eat this food, or I have to eat less of this food, because if we consciously try to control what we eat, it takes way too much time. Most of us have way too much in our mind to kind of say, you know, let me eat half the pea and stop and ask if I'm hungry. It's a whole lot easier to just simply use a smaller plate, you know, serve yourself 22% less. It's a whole lot easier to clear your counters of everything but a fruit bowl. It's easier to cut up fruit and put in your refrigerator. And what you're going to find is you're going to double, triple your fruit consumption. You're going to reduce how much other stuff you eat. But you're going to be doing it unconsciously. And that's why it becomes slim by design and not slim by willpower. You know, everything in slim by design is based on studies that we've done up in my lab, my food and brand lab up at Cornell, and even a cluttered counter. So what happened, we brought people in one day. We brought them in the kitchen. They're supposed to meet somebody for lunch there. And we had three really tasty snacks sitting on the table. And for half the people, the table, the rest of the kitchen was totally organized and clear. For the other half, is totally cluttered. There's mail on the table. There's an open newspaper. There were dishes drying in the dish rack. Mm-hmm. It's really disorganized, like many kitchens we see. And what we found is that when people came in this cluttered kitchen and had to wait for their confederate to show up, they ended up eating about 44% more snacks just because the environment was disorganized. Well, I mean, that's an easy thing to do in your kitchen. If having a cluttered kitchen is going to make you snack a lot more, well, the secret to that is not saying, now that I know it, I won't snack. No, the secret is just declutter your kitchen and both you and your family are going to eat better. And in most U.S. kitchens, there are 4 to 5 cupboards that have snacks in them. But if we isolate all those snacks, we don't get rid of any of them, but we isolate them all to just one cupboard that's either down low or it's up high, a little bit out of the way, what happens is snacking goes down dramatically. Now, you might say, well, you know, the best thing that I could do is I could just not buy that stuff to begin with. And yeah, that might be a solution for some people. But we also find that if you totally deprive yourself of things you like, it usually comes back to bite you. And also in most of our homes, it's not just us who we are serving. It's also our family, mm-hmm. and kids and things like this. And so it's probably important for some people that there be those snacks, but they just need to be isolated in the same place so that every time you open the cupboard, you're not saying, hey, do I want that?
You also talk about rearranging your refrigerator in an interesting way.
Yeah. You know, if you want your kids to eat a whole lot more fruit, if you want to eat a whole lot more fruit, you don't want to put it in the bins where it's just going to compost eventually.
Right.
Taking
right.
it out, putting it on the middle shelf and putting the less healthy stuff either in the bins or in back really helps what people decide to eat. So we've done a number of these studies, too, where we've taken leftovers, either healthy leftovers or unhealthy leftovers, whether they be, you know, the birthday cake or whether it be the salad.
Mm-hmm.
And the less healthy it is, the more we wrap it in like aluminum foil or put it in an opaque container. If it's really good, we put it in transparent wrap or a see-through container. And what it will do in one day is move you more toward eating the healthier stuff.
What about what we do at the table or how we set up a table?
Now, what we've done in research in the past is we've shown that simply if you use a plate that's any size other than about 9 to 10 inches in diameter, you're going to overeat, okay? If it's too big of a plate, which is what most of us have, like an 11 or 12-inch plate,
right,
you're going to end up serving about 20 to 22% more food, and as a result, you'll overeat. If you have too small of a plate, let's say a little 6-inch saucer, you kind of realize you're perceptually fooling yourself. So you have seconds and thirds and fourths. And it's a great way to reduce portion size for those of us who want our pasta or our eggplant Alfredo, but don't want to overeat it because the smaller plate will lead you to eat smaller. But for other people, and these are often men, our problem is we're fast eaters, so we tend to have seconds and thirds of a lot of things, whether it be the pasta or the meatballs or whatever is on the table. And we found that simply serving off of a counter or a stove instead of having that big bowl sitting right in the middle of the table reduces how much people eat of that food by about 20%. And for guys, actually, it's closer to 30%. For women, it's about 10% because women tend to go back fewer times for seconds and thirds. And it's an easy way to cut 20% of a food out of your diet without even really knowing it.
And you have fewer bowls to wash and platters. How does color play into all of this?
The color of a plate does bias how much you serve. So the more of a contrast there is between the color of your plate and your what you're serving, the less you're going to serve, okay? So if you have a bright red plate and you're putting on, you know, like noodles or rice or something, you're going to put about 20% less on than if you're putting white on white. Because the white on white just the contrast isn't there and doesn't jump out at you. So, and I mean, the easy fix for most of us isn't to have an infinite number of color plates. The fix for most of us is just simply have some darker plates because most things we're in danger of overeating are carbohydrates, like rice or pasta.
Right,
or
they're white. Or,
yeah, exactly. So the big takeaway is that it's a whole lot easier to make your kitchen work for you than against you. It's a whole lot easier to become slim by design than slim by willpower. What we found is just even making one of those changes will make a non-dieter who does it every day lose on average about a pound and a half every month. But that's a non-dieter. So it has a tremendous impact, not just on us, but it has an impact on our spouse or on our kids. But what's important is that home is only one of five places where we eat food. These same sort of things can be done in grocery stores, restaurants, where we work and where kids go to school. And there, when a change is made or we encourage those places to make a change, it doesn't just influence us, but it influences, you know, the person in the office next to us. It influences our neighbor. It influences the person who's given up hope and thinks there's no way she's ever going to lose the extra 60 pounds she's put on since high school graduation.
Brian, this is really great work. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome. It's good to be with you.
Brian Wansink is the author of Slim by Design, Mindless Eating Solutions for Everyday Life. Well, with slimness in mind, check out this recipe from Deborah Madison. It's her spring garden hodgepodge, a quick sauté of radishes, leeks, pea pods, asparagus, and tarragon. The essence of the season. Find it, you know where. SplendidTable.org.